And good morning. I'm Amanda Vinicky in for Rick Pearson on the Sunday Spin this week so he could be at his daughter's graduation ceremony. It is the season in a few weeks. The lovely producer Jasmine will have her very own time to graduate and walk across the stage in a cap and gown. I believe University of Illinois students, Western Illinois University, and lots of graduation ceremonies. Rick's own daughter, well, she went out of state to the University of Missouri for perhaps any number of reasons. As I mentioned, maybe she loves those delicious burgers at Butch's. Maybe it's for the journalism program. Who knows? Lots of good reasons. But there is a fear that high school graduates are leaving Illinois to go to school out of state more than normal because of the budget impasse. Maybe worry that their schools will still scale back classes, close entirely perhaps even, or the state won't be able to come through with promised financial aid. Here to talk about it is the director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, James Applegate. Good morning, Mr. Applegate.
Good morning, Amanda.
So let's talk about that. I believe you were in Springfield this past week to speak with legislators at an appropriations committee, talk about a budget. Higher education, like social services, went really the bulk of the year without receiving any state dollars to go toward public universities or community colleges. That has somewhat been rectified. A stopgap measure got a portion of that money flowing, but that wasn't until really 10 months in. So can you just begin by painting a picture, please, of what that meant for the various schools? Obviously, some were further burdened by the lack of state dollars than others, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's a some of our institutions rely on the state between the state month appropriation for our public schools as well as the MAP money for certainly more than a third of their budgets, and others rely on it for probably 10 to 15%. So it really had differential effects. But for those institutions, public institutions that are more reliant, it had a more devastating effect. I mean, this is, as you know, this, as far as I know, and any of my colleagues around the country, nothing like this has ever happened in terms of to a higher education system where it's gone completely without funding for so long. Of course, we have some hope, given, as you noted, that the there was a bipartisan effort to provide, I think you referred to it as a stopgap measure. It's about a third of the funds that are necessary to really support our public higher education system and our MAP students, and we're hopeful that maybe that will set a precedent for moving forward for a full budget. But as of now, of course, we're still waiting on that. And we're seeing your point about out-of-state issues. I mean, we are seeing our friends at the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which run the MAP program.
And that's the monetary award program for low-income college students,
right,
which even previous to this budget impasse had been running out of funding for people that qualified or were at low enough income level, and there just wasn't enough money to go around. But also, no money funded these scholarships. Just wanted to make clear what that is. Go ahead.
Right, and it serves about 125,000 low-income students across the Illinois system, in both, I would note, in both private and public universities. So our private colleges have also, many of them, the lower endowment colleges who are more reliant on the state MAP funds to support their, who have large proportions of low-income students, they are struggling as well. We don't want to leave them out of the picture. But we are seeing, we're told by ISAC this year, a significant decline in what's called FAFSA applications. This is the application you made, the federal application you make for financial aid so that you can get access to both the federal need-based aid, Pell, as well as our state MAP program. So we're concerned that all of the troubles around the MAP program and the lack of funding is having an impact. I will say, in credit to our colleges, that they have struggled mightily despite not having any MAP funding until recently, when some was put into play to protect those students, to try to front their costs. But I think many of them have reached a breaking point where they just can't continue to do that, particularly in the public sector, where they have no state appropriation either. So it's we're concerned about what impact this will have in the longer term. And I would just like to say on that, and your point about out-of-state migration, to me, as I said in to the legislature last week, there's two levels of tragedy here. One is students who may be deciding that because of the uncertainty and instability that they should go to Plan B and go out of state to go to college. That's one level of tragedy, the out-migration of talent. We know that Illinois already ranks second in the country before this all happened in terms of students doing that. But the next level of tragedy, which I think is perhaps an even deeper one, is that for many of our students, and we know this from surveys and other data, if they can't go to an Illinois institution, they will not go. And we know that our public colleges and universities, 2- and 4-year in Illinois, over 90% of the students they educate are Illinoisans. So for those students, if you are a single mom living on a low income, trying to go to college to get your nursing degree so you can improve your lot in life, you can't pick up and drive to Wisconsin or drive to Missouri or fly to wherever. You just can't go. So for those folks, not being able to go is a terrible thing for them, because we know in Illinois, as our economy changes, that having some form of college credential is almost essential for a decent job. A study was recently released showing that of all the jobs advertised in Illinois in 2014-15, 54% of them required a BA. So if you don't move on and get some sort of college, you really exclude yourself from many good jobs. And even many of the traditional jobs that we think of as perhaps not needing college.
More and more they are. Well, and there are shortages in some of these fields, too. I mean, shortages in nursing and teachers, that you want these professionals and you need them to live in Illinois. And many people go to college and stay at wherever it is that they choose to go to university, because that's where they have their connections. So there's all of these reasons that there could be a brain drain. May I ask, when you look at the FAFSA numbers down, by how much are these federal applications down? And do you believe, I guess you partially answered that, is that to say that fewer people we think are going to or plan to attend Illinois schools, so they didn't bother to go because they're not planning to go to school here at all? Or is it a sign that they just don't believe they will get any financial aid and are therefore missing out on that opportunity?
You know, I don't know the complete answer to that question. I believe I heard my colleague Eric Zarnico, who runs the Illinois Student Assistance Commission that manages the MAP program. The Illinois Board of Higher Education does the budget for all of higher education, including MAP and our community colleges and four-year universities and all of that. But MAP actually is, I mean, ISAC, Assistance Commission, is actually on the ground running the program. I believe I heard Eric testify recently that they were down at the point he was testifying around 15%. They're monitoring that on a regular basis. But yeah, whether that means they just aren't going to go, or whether that means they don't think there's any point in applying, because now, again, that application makes you also eligible for federal Pell dollars. So we need to make sure that these, and we have programs all over Illinois to encourage increases in students who are eligible to apply for those funds, because we want more of them to go to college.
Well, with that, let's take time for a quick break. We will talk more about the state of higher education in Illinois, and we'll be joined by the president of one university that was especially hard hit. That's coming up just after this. This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Good morning. This is the Sunday Spin. I'm Amanda Vinicky, subbing in for Rick Pearson today. Remember, you can be part of the conversation. Give us a call or text the phone number 312-981-8255. 7200 or tweet at Sunday Spin. Director of the Board of Higher Education, James Applegate, is on the line. And also, we have been joined by President Thomas Calhoun of Chicago State University. He's been there for just about 4 months and, wow, came in, President Calhoun, at a very difficult, unprecedented time. Chicago State University has now received money from the state, but went a long time without it. And in fact, the graduation ceremony had to be moved up because there was a fear of what exactly?
Well, we just wanted to make sure, and good morning. Thank you for having me on. We just wanted to make sure that we honored our duty to have students who were in course to graduate while we still had the ability to function fully. And so, in the absence of any state funds, we might have been at risk of not being able to function should we have had to go much longer. And so we just made that decision. We eliminated the spring break. We did have a wonderful graduation. Over 800 students graduated. And then, of course, we got the $20.1 million. And so that did allow for more breathing room for us.
But it really was unprecedented. There was a time where Chicago State was contemplating laying off its entire workforce, possibly having to close down. And it is no longer there. As you said, you got that infusion of cash. And yet 300 people have received layoff notices. Where is the university at? You're not up to 100% funding. And of course, how much you or any other university will get next year is a great big unknown.
That's correct. Well, when you are functioning on a smaller percentage of what your budget calls for, your operations have to function at a smaller percentage. And so we did have a very large layoff, as well known, and we did that because we simply have to operate within our means, and our means were not such that we could maintain the full workforce when we didn't have full funding.
And Chicago State University has a different sort of population, student base, than do some of the other public universities in Illinois. Can you highlight some of that? This is a university on the south side of the city of Chicago with a really primarily minority student body, correct?
Well, we are primarily minority student body. We're about 70% African American, and then we have a number of other, demographics as well. But 70% African American is really a minority institution, no question. We also happen to be an institution that about 70% of our students are not traditional students. They're what would be considered non-traditional in the sense that they are either transferred in or they're coming back at a later age or they're working and going to school part-time, et cetera. And we serve that niche, and we do it very well. We have about two-thirds of our student body who are transfer students who did not start college in the traditional graduate from high school and come straight to college. They went other places, most of which were other public universities or community colleges in the state of Illinois, and then they come to Chicago State in order to finish. And so in a number of ways, we are a non-traditional from the student standpoint. We're quite non-traditional. Now, from the academic standpoint, we're very traditional. We have, we have five colleges, and they are traditional: arts and sciences, education, business, health sciences, and pharmacy. And so, well, pharmacy may not be so traditional, but we're happy to have that program, though, because it is an excellent program. But very non-traditional in terms of the student population, very traditional in terms of the academic offer.
Well, and yet Chicago State University, despite, as you said, serving a population, a lot of transfer students and such that is, in a sense, non-traditional, graduation rate of only 11% in 2015. That's something that a recent Chicago Tribune editorial took issue with and said, granted, you are new, but said this is a big test, and also that really the Governor Bruce Rauner's administration had sent letters challenging CSU and its success in educating students?
Yes, yes. And
are they getting the value for their money? Yeah. And what's happening at CSU that you're working to improve those figures?
Well, of course, we want to improve the figures, but let me clarify what the figure really means. Mm-hmm. The 11% only applies to those students who came to college as a first-time, full-time freshman. So what I've explained to you in the previous question mm-hmm. was that the overwhelming majority of our students are not in that category, and the 11% does not reflect their outcome. When you look at the students who come in as transfer students, which 70% of our students do, we have a 49%.
I imagine that's a lot higher than at other universities, by the way, that
right.
figure.
It's a 49%. Oh, it is. It's an extraordinary figure. And but if you look at that demographic, which is not counted in the 11%, mm-hmm. our graduation rate is 49%. Which still, I'd love to see it even higher than that. But the point I'm trying to make is that the 11% really is an unfortunate requirement that we count first-time, full-time freshmen. And, in fact, our university has very few first-time, full-time freshmen. Now,
Yeah, Director Applegate, I did want to bring you into the conversation there. Do you have anything to add or either to put that in perspective? Obviously, it's not just CSU. The Rauner administration has wanted all universities to make some changes, and he's had says there's too much being spent on administration, not enough in the classroom. Have universities met that challenge and proven why they're deserving of state dollars?
Well, I just to reinforce what President Calhoun said, mm-hmm. When we measure performance by universities statewide, we certainly, for institutions that have a lot of traditional students, and there are some, that 6-year first-time full-time that President Calhoun talked about is appropriate. But we also use other measures that get more at the total number of students, like the students graduated per 100 full-time students and other metrics. So he's exactly right on that. And I would say, President Calhoun and I met not long after he arrived, and we had a good conversation, and I was looking forward to working with him on a number of things, as President Calhoun said, to do better, to improve. We are working with several national organizations in Illinois to implement interventions that really raise those completion numbers significantly. And we had a really good conversation, but unfortunately, over the last several months, we haven't been able, understandably, to get back to those conversations because the focus has been elsewhere.
I imagine it would be difficult to make any sort of improvements or begin new programs when you lack money or even being able to plan for the future.
I would say that
when you're in survival mode.
Right.
Yeah, I think that, and I would add, and I appreciate Jim Applegate's comment there, but I look forward to working with him on these projects because there are wonderful things we can do. But he said we've been in survival mode, and when your back is against the wall and you're just not sure that you can maintain, it is hard to think strategically when you're just trying to think about let's stay alive. So we're of course expecting and hoping that there will be some progress in the budget process in the state. We're looking forward to improving where we can improve. And we're also looking forward to thriving rather than being in survival mode.
And Director Applegate, just very briefly here, because we've got to get to a break, but any word on other, formatic changes across all of the public university systems in meeting those requests from the Rauner administration?
Well, yeah, I think we're working to look at our what's been happening over the last even 10 years on what have been our cost drivers in the higher education system. How can we contain those? How can we become we have a strong system that all the national data says we're third in the country in the number of students who transfer from community colleges and finish university. President Calhoun mentioned that. How do we improve? We need to get better. We need to close gaps for the students we've been talking about. We need to be more affordable for middle and low income families. We want to get to working on that. But again, we need a stable budget, some kind of stability, so that we can restore the trust in our students, our faculty, and others, and then be able to really focus attention on the improvements we need to make.
Well, thank you so much to each of you, to Drs. Applegate and Calhoun. Congratulations to all of the university graduates across the state of Illinois and one special one in Missouri, Ms. Kate Pearson there. And I guess what? Go CSU Cougars.
Yes, that is right. Go Cougars. We're here to stay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.